Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. The price of oil has hit another record high, more than $58 a barrel today. That's sure to please the oil industry, which also saw a big merger announcement today between Chevron Texaco and Unocal. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Tess, what are the details of these big prices and this big deal?
Well, Chevron Texaco is the nation's second largest oil company, and it is buying Unocal, which is the nation's ninth biggest, for just over $16 billion. And this just really adds to what's already an incredibly profitable situation for Chevron, which, like just about every other oil entity, has been raking in the profits because of these high oil prices. As you noted, we crossed the $58 a barrel mark today, a record, but if you adjust for inflation, we're still a ways away from what we saw, say, in the late 1970s, which would translate to about $90 a barrel in today's dollars.
Well, we're well away from that, and thank heavens for it, but who knows how long it'll last. Remind us of some of the reasons for the high prices in oil today.
Well, this is pretty simple economics, supply and demand. Demand worldwide, especially in China and India, and this country, is growing faster than the folks who produce it can pump it. And a lot of additional supply is coming from very unsure parts of the world, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Nigeria. And these are the same factors that boosted oil all last year. This is really a continuation. But I spoke with Stephen Lieb, who's the author of The Oil Factor, and he says what's compounding all this is a blindness on the part of Wall Street and oil executives to accept that there's a really very long-term imbalance between supply and demand.
This morning, for example, Chevron has agreed to buy Unocal for about $62 a share. That implies that both Chevron and Unocal see oil prices falling back to the mid-30s. If they saw oil prices in a long-term uptrend, Unocal would probably go for $85, $90 a share. The key takeaway here is that no one is really building additional supplies of energy.
And he argues that that's setting up a really bad cycle. If you don't believe that there's a long-term problem, there's not incentive to look for and fund other energy solutions like wind and nuclear, what have you. So you're just going to keep using up oil and pushing prices higher. And I should point out that Lieb believes the day isn't far off where we will hit $100 for a barrel of oil.
Tess, what's the role of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, in all this?
Well, OPEC really can't play too much of a role because they just don't have excess capacity right now. They're basically producing as much oil as they can. They could pump for a few months at like 105%, but that's a really short-term fix. With the travel months, the summer travel months ahead, it may be necessary. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're talking baseball and how its broadcasting deal has changed the TV business.
Thank you, Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace from American Public Media.